The question is asked, what is authenticity? I think authenticity is a word that we throw about fairly freely, as if having stated the word, we think we have the quality. I remember John Stott coming to Wheaton College, where I teach, the last time he came to the campus. He visited not infrequently. You would see him there on occasion over the years. But the last time he came to the campus, he spoke at Edmund Chapel. 2,500 people were gathered under that roof. He spoke for 15 minutes, and then he took questions from the students. And the questions felt free in his presence, because he was such a good man, to ask the deepest questions that were troubling them. And they were very intimate questions they asked, and so on. But one student stood up and said, "Dr. Stott, how do we reach the postmodernists for Jesus?" Now, I have a belief that more people talk about postmodernism than actually study it. It's like the student was asked, "Have you ever read War and Peace?" And the student said, "No, but I wrote a book report on it once." So the question is, the student says, how do we reach a postmodernist? Stott gave a clear and precise definition that was like the tip of the iceberg. It reflected that he had read deeply on the topic. And then gave a definition of deconstructionism. And then said this to the students, "I think you'll reach the postmodernist best by being an authentic person." As soon as he said that, I went into existential despair, because I know I'm not an authentic person. I believe in the high ideal of love, but I've had sharp words with people I say I love most in the world. I believe in justice, but there have been times I've been unfair in my treatment of others. I didn't set out to be, but I realize after the fact I have been. When that gathering had come to a conclusion, that meeting, I went shuffling out of Edmund Chapel pretty dejected, feeling pretty bad about myself. By the time I got to the back door, it dawned on me, when push comes to shove, I think there's only been one authentic person. Only one person would be able to say, I have lived my life the way life ought to be lived, and that would be Jesus. So now the question changes, and the question becomes this: how does the inauthentic person begin to approximate authenticity? And I think it begins by being honest about our inauthenticity. Because it's at that place, in the acknowledgement of weakness, that we become very receptive to the ways of grace with us, and we need grace desperately. Anne Lamott has in one of her novels, All New People, this mother and daughter having a conversation, and the mother will sometimes ask, what sound does a one-hand clap make? And obviously it doesn't make any sound. And the daughter says, oh, there's a Japanese proverb, what sound does rain make? And the answer, she says, is that the Japanese say, it doesn't make any sound till it hits something, an umbrella, a hat, a puddle. And in the context, they're talking about grace, and the reader is left to fill in the blanks. What sound does grace make? And I'd suggest to you, it really doesn't make any sound till it hits something, a broken life, an estranged relationship, an inauthentic life that knows that there's a great gap between itself and Jesus. But it longs desperately to close the gap. And that gap is closed by the grace of God.